The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Thursday, the 10th of October. In your Squeeze today, fires in northern New South Wales may have been deliberately lit, Turkey bombs northern Syria, dogs for a longer life, and the Fat Bear winner of 2019. This is your Squeeze today. We knew it was bad yesterday morning. Reports still coming through on how many homes have been lost in and around Rapsville, but it looks like a minimum of about 15. That's in northern New South Wales. In a devastating development, it seems the fires may have been deliberately lit.
Certainly, there's a lot of anger already about that. The authorities say that they've identified some suspicious activity from that fire that did go on to destroy homes there. The Rural Fire Service says that initial investigations point in that direction. Police and the state's arson squad will now take over that investigation. And the New South Wales Emergency Services Minister, David Elliott, said that it was a bastard act.
The good news is that despite the very, very dangerous conditions, no fatalities have been reported, and it seems conditions have eased somewhat.
Yeah, there's a report of a few injuries, but nothing particularly serious. And given the speed at which that fire came through those villages and the destruction that it wreaked on those homes and other property, it's quite incredible that no one lost their lives.
And in amongst all of this, there is a heartwarming story, Claire. One woman's plea to have someone check on her dad and his partner who were holed up in his tin shed. That request was made over Twitter. The RFS actually responded to, popped over there, picked him up before his home burnt down.
Yeah, really quite an incredible story. He was ill as well, and you can imagine how worried she must have been about that.
Yeah, of course. Another day, another story on American diplomacy. This one is about a decision by the US to impose visa restrictions on Chinese officials who have been accused of involvement in repression of Muslim populations. Mainly this relates to reports that China is involved in abuses against the Uyghur population.
There's been a bit about this in the last few weeks, and the US really has kept a solid bit of pressure on China over the treatment of ethnic Uyghurs. This move, of course, comes at a difficult time in relationships between China and the US. Trade talks are due to get restarted today. They've stalled in recent months. And of course, it's now having a bit of an impact on the economy. So yeah, some really difficult times there.
To some other world news, and settle in. This is all big stuff. Firstly, what we haven't yet mentioned in the podcast is that before confirming the US would withdraw troops from Syria, Donald Trump and Turkish President Erdogan had a phone call. We don't know what was said on that call, Claire, but overnight, Turkey has kicked off its push south by bombing parts of northern Syria.
Yes, President Trump and his phone calls has certainly put him into international media spotlights. While the White House is painting that phone call as fairly straightforward, the Turkish are saying that it basically was permission from Donald Trump to go and take on those Kurds who they had supported in the past. So, yeah, there's some questions to answer there for sure.
Secondly, Brexit on the 31st of October is looking virtually impossible. Says who?
Says people associated with Boris Johnson. No one with a name yet, but that's what reports say.
A source.
Yeah, a source. That's because conversations with people like Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany, and other European Union leaders aren't going particularly well. Johnson needs to get a deal sorted out with the EU in just a week's time if Brexit on the 31st of October is going to happen.
Stand by for more on Brexit across the next few weeks. It's certainly not going away. And lastly, we're back on Trump. Where's impeachment at?
Where that's at is an official response has come from the White House, which is to say we're just not participating because we don't think it's constitutional.
And if, like me, you really didn't know much about impeachment, our Squeeze Shortcuts on that very topic is out now. Back in Australia, if listeners can cast their mind back to January when top-ranked horse trainer Darren Weir was arrested over allegations of animal cruelty and corrupt conduct, that was something that really rattled the racing industry at the time. Now Weir's been charged.
He's been charged with 9 offences. Jiggers was something that was talked about quite a bit. They're a taser-like device and they're very much banned in racing. They're used on horses to shock them to run faster. They were seized in raids on Weir's property. That case then heads into the courts later this month.
And listeners may see a bit of news around today about the mother of Wallabies player Jordan Pataia, her name is Helen, who under a different name infiltrated the church run by the Folau family and leaked details of conversations to the media that back in July. She said she did it due to concerns she had over the teachings of the church and the influence it might be having on younger members of the Wallabies squad. Reports this morning say some of Folau's former teammates feel sympathy for him over what they're describing as extreme actions, and this all whilst the Rugby World Cup is on in Japan. To those low interest rates, which are supposed to get us spending and investing, it seems it's not really what they're doing, Claire.
Yeah, consumer confidence numbers were out yesterday, and Westpac, which looks after those numbers, their chief economist, Bill Evans, yesterday said that what the effect of those interest rate cuts have had on consumers is that it's sent a signal that's made us quite worried about the economy. We're not really entirely sure why those record low rates have come in, and we think that it must have something to do with the economy going terribly badly, which means that we're not that confident and we're not spending investing, which is exactly what the rate cuts were meant to make us do.
Supposed to do, yeah. An extensive study by the American Heart Foundation says that owning a dog is linked to a longer life.
And incredibly also linked to helping people who have had a heart attack or a stroke reduce their risk of dying from cardiovascular disease. It seems that they're good for our spirits, but they're also good for getting us out and about and walking and doing a bit more exercise.
Before we tell you who won the Fat Bear 2019 award, that backed by popular demand today, a quick message now from our podcast sponsor, CommBank. We've been talking a bit in the podcast about CommBank's new personalised app and its features. Here's another. As we opt out of receiving paper bills, it can be tricky to keep track of what's due when and easy to miss a monthly fixed bill increase. What the CommBank app will do is alert you if a monthly fixed bill payment goes up, keeping you on top of your expenses. To find out more, visit combank.com.au/better. All right. Who won the Fat Bear 2019 award, Claire?
Well, I spent way more time looking at this than I probably needed to, but my favourite, Holly, she was very, very, she's probably a little bit smaller than the bloke, Lefty, who lost out to Holly.
Yep.
But she was very round and very beautiful.
There's a link to have a look at Holly in the Squiz Today email. Reports were that she was aided in her victory by being unattached.
Yeah, well,
she was single.
You look
not sharing any food with any children.
Yep, and when you're single, you can do what you want.
If you didn't tune into the podcast yesterday, you may not know what we're talking about. As I said, jump into the Squiz Today email. Don't want to miss that one. The email subject line, Claire.
Email subject line today is a line from a Cold Chisels song, When the War is Over. I've gone for still so young but somehow so much older. That's what I thought when I looked at Cold Chisel yesterday. They've announced that they're going on tour this summer.
It's a final tour? So they say?
They say.
I know.
I think there's been, like John Farnham, there's been a couple of those farewell tours, I think.
Thanks so much for tuning into the Squiz Today podcast. As always, we really appreciate you listening each morning. If you like it, please tell other people about it. It's the number one way that we grow the podcast. Enjoy your Thursday and we'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.